加拿大颂泉事工自1956年成立以来，吸引了数千位有需要的弟兄姐妹从世界各地来到多伦多的颂泉，浸泡在医治的泉源里，被天父的爱深深的触摸，生命得到更新与恢复。
I'd like to speak to you about receiving the Father's love.
我要来跟大家分享领受天父的爱。
I'd like to share with you just how important is the Father and His love.
我要来跟大家分享领受天父的爱是多么的重要。
I'd like to explain how it is that our experience with our natural Father is projected onto God the Father.
我想我会让你明白我们对于我们自己父亲的经历会怎么样投射到我们对天父的经历。
And therefore how difficult it is for many people to experience love from God the Father.
这也是为什么很多人没有办法经历天父的爱。
Fathers are given for a very special purpose.
天父他赐给我们生命中一位非常重要的人。
The Father and the natural Father has a God-given role.
也就是我们生生的父亲是神给予的。
He is the one who gives us significance.
这个角色呢会带给我们重要性。
He gives us identity.
会带给我们身份。
He helps us establish self-esteem.
并且帮助我们建立对自己的价值感。
He helps us establish our personality.
他会建立我们的人格。
He is meant to provide for us protection.
并且他应该是要来保护我们的。
And establish values.
使我们有价值感。
And a worldview.
建立我们的价值观和世界观。
Now, unfortunately, those values are not necessarily God's values.
但是呢，很可惜，这样的价值观呢，不见得是属神的价值观。
And that worldview is not necessarily God's worldview.
并且呢，带给我们的世界观呢，也不一定是合神心意的世界观。
Nevertheless, human fathers are meant to represent the fatherhood of God.
可是呢，人类这个深深的父亲呢，本来是应该代表神的。
God puts truth into persons.
神把真理成为了人来到我们当中。
He puts truth into people.
神把真理带到人的当中。
Which is why he invites us to have a relationship with Jesus.
这也是为什么神邀请我们跟耶稣建立关系。
For he is the truth, the way, and the life.
因为呢，耶稣呢，就是道路、真理跟生命。
And he reveals God, our heavenly Father, accurately to us.
他会非常正确、精准无误地把天上的父向我们表达、呈明出来。
Now, every natural father represents God to his family.
而每一个我们生生的父亲呢，是把天父向这个家庭来显明。
So we have to ask the question, how did my father represent God the Father to me?
所以呢，我们要来问自己个问题：我的父亲是把天上的父用什么样的样式呈现给我
？Did he represent God the Father accurately or not？
他是准确的把天父的样式呈现给我吗
？So if you take the time to reflect on your growing up to the age of 12，
所以呢，我们要花一点时间来思想我们十二岁以前的经历
，remembering mom and dad in their relationship together。
可能要回想一下你爸爸跟你妈妈在一起的时间。
What do you recall?
你想起了什么
？What you remember affects what you believe about God the Father.
你想起了什么是影响了你对天父观感的事情
？Do you remember yourself and Dad together?
你记不记得你跟你爸爸在一起的时光
？Whatever you remember about that experience of Dad gets projected onto God the Father.
你所回想跟你父亲相关的记忆呢，都会投射到你对天父的解读。
So what about your father?
那你的父亲是什么样的父亲呢
？Was he distant?
是很疏离的吗
？Did it seem like he was never there, even when he was?
他常常缺席吗？即使他人在场，但他心不在焉。
Was it difficult to have an intimate relationship with him?
或是呢，他是很难亲近、很难有亲近关系的父亲？
Was he a passive father?
或是他是很被动的。
Did he let mom just rule the home?
他是不是就把家整个留给妈妈去管
？What did he just remain quiet?
他是不是总是很安静不说话
？Or was he judgmental?
或是呢，他很爱批评
？Was he critical of you?
他常常的批评你
Did he keep on saying you're not good enough?
常常说你还不够好。
Did he keep on saying you need to work harder?
常常说你要再努力。
Was it difficult to live under his judgments?
在他的这个评论之下，是不是很不舒服？
Even worse, was he an abusive father?
甚至他是不是一个虐待的父亲？
Did he ever hit you?
他有没有打过你？
Did he ever hit your mother?
或是他是不是家暴打过你母亲？
Did he ever scare the family?
或者是带给全家威胁？
Was he performance driven?
他是很要求外在表现的吗？
Always wanting you to be better and better.
总是要求你要再好再更好。
Trying to tell you what you should do with your life.
总是呢指示你你该怎么样过你的生活。
Feeling that in order to be approved, I needed to perform better.
让你觉得呢你要被认可就是你要做得再更好。
That a B grade student wasn't good enough.
你做好学生呢也是还不够的。
That I had to be an A grade student.
我得了甲呢还不够，我要得甲上上才够。
And even A grade wasn't enough.
而且甲上上还不够。
Somehow I needed to be better than that.
我可能还要得特优才够。
Was he a loving father?
那你的父亲是一位慈爱的父亲吗？
Did he carry you around in his arms?
他有把你抱在他的膀臂中过吗？
Did he play games with you?
他有跟你玩过什么游戏吗？
Was he warm-hearted towards you?
他是很温暖的父亲吗？
Did he say loving things to you?
他会对你说一些慈爱的话吗？
Was he a loving father?
他是一个很慈爱的父亲吗？
Was he a complimentary father?
他是常常称赞你的父亲吗？
Complimenting you on your behaviors and your personality.
称赞你这个人，称赞你做的一些事。
Saying how lovely you look.
说我很喜欢你长这个样子。
Was he a complimentary father?
他是一个会称赞人的父亲吗？
Now each one's own experience with that human authority, especially dad.
每一个人他对在上权柄的经验，尤其是对父亲的经验。
That will be transferred to God the Father.
都会投射转化到他们对天父的解读。
If we've had a good experience growing up, with our natural father,
如果呢他们长大的过程他们的父亲带给他们好的经验
then it's easier to get closer to knowing and understanding God.
他们就比较容易来就近来认识天父来认识神
I was speaking to someone just recently.
最近呢我刚跟一个人对话
For whom God the Father seems to be a long way off.
对他来讲呢天父呢是一位很遥远很遥远的一个人物。
And when we invited him to share his story about growing up,
当我们请他来分享他成长的过程
his father was always in Beijing or somewhere working.
原来呢他的父亲呢他的爸爸呢常常在北京或是在什么很远的地方在那里工作。
He only came home once or twice a year.
一年呢只会回家一次或两次。
And then it was discovered later he had another family in China.
然后呢而且后来呢他们又发现呢原来呢他爸爸在中国呢另外组了一个家庭。
No one knew about that.
这是一个秘密。
But what they did know was that he felt disconnected to them.
但是呢在这个过程即使不知道他们心里感觉到父亲的疏离。
As if his heart was somewhere else.
知道呢他的心在别的地方。
And so that was projected onto God the Father.
所以这经验呢，就投射到他对天父的解读。
God has another family somewhere else.
觉得呢，天父呢总是在别的地方有一个家庭。
God's busy with other people on the other side of the world.
神总是在世界的另外一个角落，忙着跟别人做别的事。
I'm just insignificant.
我是一个是他生命中很不重要的一个人。
He hasn't got time for me.
他没有时间给我。
This is how he developed his Christian life.
所以呢他的信仰生活就是建立在这样的观念上。
You can see how that distorted the image of God and the way we relate to him.
这个经验呢就扭曲了他跟神的关系。
So that's the big question that we ask.
所以呢我们要问一个很重要的问题。
How has my perception of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ been affected by my relationship to my own father?
我对天父、对父神，还有对主耶稣基督的观点，怎么样的被我个人的经验影响了呢？
Now we're told that Jesus reveals the Father.
我们之前讲过呢，耶稣会把天父显明出来。
You remember Philip asking that important question?
记不记得腓力问了一个很重要的问题
？Show us the Father, Jesus, and we'll be fine.
他说呢，耶稣啊，你把天父向我们显明出来吧。
And Jesus saying, "Have you been with me all this time, Philip?"
耶稣说，腓力啊，你跟我在一起已经多时了。
And you did not realize.
你还不明白吗
？If you see me, you have seen the Father.
你见到我，你看见我，就是看见了父。
Unfortunately, there are many of us who don't have a close relationship with Jesus either.
那同样的呢，我们当中有很多人呢，很不幸的跟耶稣也没有亲近的关系。
Which is why we focus so much on developing our relationship with Jesus.
那所以呢，这是为什么我们这么强调要跟耶稣恢复建立好的关系。
Because he will reveal to us what a loving father looks like.
因为呢，他会向我们显明一位慈爱的父亲是什么样的样子。
What a good father does for us.
一位好父亲会为我们做什么。
One who pours out affirmation, love and encouragement in specific and concrete ways.
他是非常稳固的、稳定的，会把他的爱跟鼓励不断的浇灌给我们。
Even in the midst of discipline.
即使在管教当中也是如此。
He doesn't say, this will hurt me more than it hurts you.
他不会说呢，这个让我很难过，比你受伤我还难过。
Instead, there are even tears of love in his eyes.
就是呢，他在管教你的时候呢，常常是带着泪光管教你的。
As he disciplines for our good.
他管教我们是为着我们的好处。
We know that he's proud of me.
而且呢，我们会知道呢，这位父亲是以我们为荣的。
I know that he's glad to be with me.
我知道他跟我在一起的时候很开心。
He often looks for me.
他也常常要找我。
He is an initiator of relationship.
他是主动来找我发起了关系的。
He's not just in a corner watching TV.
他不是总是在角落那里看电视。
He picks me up and carries me.
他常常把我带起来，抱我起来，带我走。
He gives hugs and kisses and touch.
他会拥抱我，他会亲吻我，他会触摸我。
He gives me gifts and reassurances and encouragement.
他会给我礼物，他常常给我肯定，给我鼓励。
You can ask yourself, what did it feel like when my father was giving me a hug?
你可以问自己，当我父亲给我一个拥抱的时候，我心里的感受是怎么样？
If you're like me, you will never remember such an occasion.
但如果你是我的话呢，你可能怎么样也想不起这样的画面。
My father died at 91.
我的父亲在91岁的时候过世。
And had never given me a hug in my own recollection.
在我这一生当中，就我的回想，他从来没有拥抱过我。
And whenever I tried to hug him, he would pull away.
每次呢，当我想要抱他，给他一个拥抱的时候，他会推开。
Or he would stand stiff.
或者呢，就是很这个僵硬的站在那里。
Even in discipline, the good father manifests love.
即使在管教当中呢，天父一个好的父亲也是会表达他的爱。
He sees me and loves me for who I am.
他看见我，他爱我是照我的本相来爱我。
And doesn't criticize me for what I'm not.
并且呢，他不会就着一些我本来不是我的那个部分呢来评论我。
If we remember the Father's treatment of Jesus at his baptism,
如果呢，我们能够记得当耶稣受洗的时候，天父怎么样回应
？And on the Mount of Transfiguration,
还有呢，在变相山天父的回应
，we can see a good indication of what it means to be a good father.
在那里我们可以看见一个好的父亲是什么样子。
In Matthew 3:17, he has a word.
在马太福音三章十七节，天父这样说。
The Father says to Jesus, You are my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased.
天父对耶稣说，你是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Now having a good father means that I have more confidence and a greater ability to take risks,And to rebound after disappointment or rejection.
有一个好的父亲呢，就表示呢，我是能够在创伤之后呢，我是能够重新恢复的，并且呢，我是比较能够来面对困苦的。
So good fathers paved the way for me to live a healthier life.
所以呢，一个好父亲呢，能够为我预备过健康生活的道路。
A life full of self-assurance.
是一个充满了自我确信的一个道路。
A life of security and trust.
是一个非常有安全感，是能够信靠的道路。
And we realize that Jesus is a true revelation of the Father.
而我们知道呢，耶稣就是对天父的启示跟显明。
Remember once again, John chapter 14, verse 8.
记不记得在约翰福音十四章八节，我们再次提到这个经文。
Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us."
腓力对耶稣说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
And Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip?"
耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们在同在这样长久，你们还不认识我吗？
Even after I've been among you for such a long time.
我与你们同在这么久了。
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
人看见了我就是看见了父。
How can you say, show us the Father?
你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
The Father and I are one.
我与父原为一。
This is the reason that Jesus wants to develop intimacy with us.
这也是为什么耶稣他要跟我们建立亲密的关系。
This is the reason he wants to bond to us heart to heart.
这也是为什么耶稣要跟我们做心与心的连结。
This is the reason he wants to minister to the wounds in our heart.
这也是为什么他要来服侍我们心中的创伤。
So that we can know him, that is Jesus, to the full.
好让我们能够认识耶稣，能够全然的认识他。
Because it's easy then for us to project that relationship to God the Father.
因为呢，我们就能够把这个关系呢投射到我们跟神跟天父的关系。
As we realize that the Father is fully revealed in the Son.
因为呢，我们知道了父现在是将自己显明在子的身上。
Here's Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
在哥罗西书的二章九节。
This is the Passion Translation.
这里我用的这个翻译的版本呢是 Passion 译本。
Everything of God is expressed in Jesus.
那我们中文的译本呢说神本性一切的丰盛
So you can see him and hear him clearly
都有形有体的居住在基督里面
You don't need a telescope, a microscope or a horoscope
那用我们 Passion 这个版本的翻译呢就是说呢天父这么丰富的显明在基督里所以你不需要用放大镜显微镜你才看得见
You don't need any of these things to realize the fullness of Christ
不需要这一切，你都能够，你就能够明白基督的丰盛。
And the emptiness of the universe without him.
并且呢，知道呢，宇宙如果没有他是多么的空洞。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
因为呢，他是住在父的里面，丰丰满满的住在父的里面。
And you are complete in him.
你在他里面得以完全。
So we see.That God the Father affirms and confirms His heart for the Son.
我们可以看见天父他不断的肯定他对他儿子的心意。
First, He says directly to the Son.
他是直接的对他的儿子这样说。
You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased.
他说呢，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And then He makes a public declaration.
并且呢，他也在众人面前这样子来宣告
：“This is my beloved son, with whom I'm well pleased。”
说这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Listen to him，
请听天父的话。
So there is no doubt about that relationship。
所以呢，这是不需要怀疑的。
And so Jesus, in his life and work and attitudes, manifested God as Father。
所以呢，耶稣在他的生命里面，在他的行为、他的服事里面，都反映了天父。
By being with him and hearing from him and receiving from him，
他与天父同在，他倾听天父，他从天父领受。
We saw a life of unbroken fellowship with God and a total dependence on him。
我们看见在耶稣的里面，跟天父有一个是不被打断的关系。
That's why the ultimate purpose of Jesus is to bring us to the Father.
所以呢，耶稣终极的目标呢，就是要把我们带到父的面前。
He wants us to live life of unbroken fellowship and total dependence on God the Father.
他就是要把这不断绝的关系，还有完全的依靠呢，也带到我们的生命中。
And Jesus is the way to the Father.
而耶稣呢，就是通往天父的道路。
He's a revelation of the Father.
他是天父的启示。
He's a representative of the Father.
他也是天父的代表。
He reveals the heart of the Father.
他把天父的心向我们显明。
He wants to bring us to the Father.
他要把我们带到父的面前。
He says, no one comes to the Father except through me.
他说呢，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
It's important to realize that.
要了解这一点，这是很重要的。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，耶稣，没有人能到父那里去。
Which is why Jesus is inviting us continually, come to me.
所以呢，耶稣就不断地邀请我们到他那里去。
If you come to me, I'll bring you to the Father.
耶稣说，如果你到我这里来，我会带你到父那里去。
There is no other way.
没有其他的路可以去。
We've heard that God is love.
我们都听过神就是爱。
Jesus wants to reveal the nature of that love.
耶稣渴望把这爱的本质向我们显明。
Because God the Father is desperate to meet you.
因为呢，天父他是很迫切的想要与你相会。
Desperate to pour out His love into our heart.
非常渴望的把他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
He has gone every length to restore relationship with us.
他是常用尽了各种的方法要来恢复这个关系。
Not even withholding the life of His beloved Son.
到一个程度呢，甚至连他儿子的生命他都没有爱惜。
Which is the ultimate expression of His love.
这就是神的爱最终极的表达。
The giving of His Son.
就是把他的儿子赐给我们。
Now we quote John 3:16 many times.
约翰福音三章十六节是我们常常引用的经文。
But if we sit down and reflect on the depth of John 3:16,
但是呢，如果我们坐下来好好来思想这节经文的深度，
we'll see something quite amazing.
你会有非常让你赞叹的发现。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
But you see, the word translated is cosmos.
但是这个世人呢，这其实是它的原意是 cosmos.
God so loved the cosmos.
神这么爱全宇宙
，not just the earth，
不只是地上而已
，but the whole created order of things，
而是所有的受造全宇宙。
Love that so much，
这么的爱
，that he gave his only begotten son，
爱到甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Notice he's a begotten son，
是他独生子。
Notice he's a human son，
这是一个人的人子。
Notice he's Mary's son.
是一个从肉身而生的儿子，他所爱的儿子。
Fully human.
是全然的人。
Containing the fullness of God.
但是呢，里面却丰丰满满的全然是神。
So that whoever believes in him.
所以要叫一切相信他的。
So that whoever believes in him will not perish.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
Now to perish doesn't just mean pass away.
灭亡呢，不是只是死掉而已。
It means to be obliterated.
是全然的消失了。
No evidence left.
就什么生存的迹象都没有了。
Instead, whoever believes in him will have eternal life.
但是那些相信他的呢，会得到永生。
And the word translated eternal life is Zoe.
而永生呢，有另外一个翻译就是 Zoe。
Zoe Ionios.
Zoe Ionios.
The very life of God himself.
就是神他自己的那份生命。
Is promised to us.
这份生命应许要给你我。
As we believe in Jesus, the only begotten Son.
当我们相信耶稣，相信这位神的独生爱子的时候。
In whom the Godhead dwells fully.
我们知道呢，神是住在丰丰满满的住在他的里面。
In 1 John chapter 4 verses 10, we read this.
而在约翰一书四章十节，我们也读到。
This is love.
这就是爱了。
Not that we loved God.
不是我们爱神。
But that he loved us.
是神爱我们。
And sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And 1 John 4:19.
约翰一书四章十九节。
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
He does that before we do anything for him.
我们还没有为神做什么之前，他就这么做了。
He does that before we get our lives cleaned up.
在我们生命洁净之前，他就这么做了。
He does that before we even agree that we need him.
甚至呢，我们还不觉得自己需要他的时候，他就为我们这么做了。
In fact, I've heard people confess, I don't need Jesus.
事实上呢，我常常听到人说我不需要耶稣。
So in fact, God has loved us even while we were against him.
而神呢，却是在我们还这样抵挡他的时候，他就爱了我们。
Even while we ignored him and were in rebellion.
在我们忽略他，甚至背逆他的时候，他就爱我们。
When we look at Jesus upon the cross,
当我们看在十架上的耶稣,
we see love in action.
我们看见一个爱的行动。
Agape love.
是一个 agape 的爱。
The highest and most radical form of love.
是一个最高等级最激进的一种爱。
A love which is extended to everyone.
是扩展给予每一个人的一种爱。
Family, friends, strangers and enemies.
是给家人、给朋友、给陌生人，甚至给敌人的爱。
Pure and unconditional love
是纯净无条件的爱。
Free from any expectation
是不祈求回报的爱。
Agape is sacrificial.
Agape 是一种牺牲的爱。
But it's highly practical.
但是呢，也是一种很实际的爱。
It's love in action.
是一种有行动的爱。
We need to receive His love.In order to use it with others,
我们领受神的爱，然后我们要把它用出去给予别人。
We need to receive the Father's love in order to be able to give it away.
我们要能够给别人爱，我们需要先领受天父的爱。
And the Holy Spirit cries from within, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy."
而圣灵在我们的里面呼喊，天父，阿爸父，阿爸，阿爸。
And as we do, the Father holds us in His eternal arms.
当我们这样呼求的时候，天父会用他永恒的膀臂来保抱我们。
Speaking love to us through His Son Jesus,
借着他的爱子，把他的爱向我们来陈明。
We receive a revelation of the Father's love even in His name.
我们不但得着关于天父爱的启示，甚至我还得着关乎他的名的启示。
The name used by Jesus,
这是耶稣所使用的名。
Abba,
他说阿爸。
You won't find anyone else in the entire Bible using that word.
你在圣经里面呢，找不到其他的人这样称呼神。
Not anyone.
没有一个人这样称呼。
But in using that term, Jesus reveals the relationship with His Father.
但是呢，耶稣借着这个称呼，表明了他跟父的关系。
It is an intimate relationship of a loving Father.Loving son adoring his father.
是一个满了爱的子，他敬仰、崇敬、爱他的父。
Each one of us needs to receive a personal revelation and experience of the Father's love.
我们每一个人都需要这种个人性的经历，还有个人性的理解，明白神的爱。
So we begin by being far off.
我们才能够继续前进。
We move to a biblical understanding.
我们需要有在圣经里面的理解。
Which moves to a revelation in our heart.
但是呢，我们也要内心里面的启示。
That revelation is of the Father's love.
这个内心的启示就是天父的爱。
His forgiveness.
就是带来饶恕。
His grace.
我们需要认识神的恩典。
And that realization will explode in our heart.
当我们有这样的理解跟明白的时候，会在我们里面有个爆发。
It's one of those special moments.
就是在这样特别的时刻。
When we go, aha!
我们就说，哎呀。
A realization.
我明白了。
A revelation.
这是一个启示。
And suddenly we feel like we're in a safe place.
并且在那个瞬间呢，我们会觉得我们在一个很安稳的地方。
As if we're in a protected chamber.
我们好像在一个被保护的内室。
Being at home in the Father's arms.
我们是在天父的膀臂里面。
No hurt is too great for Him to comfort.
没有什么伤害是超过他能够处理的能力。
Which is why he gave another name to Jesus.
所以呢，他给耶稣另外一个名字。
That of Comforter.
就是呢，他是安慰者。
And Jesus said to the disciples.
耶稣他对他的门徒这样说。
I will send you another one identical to me.
他说呢，我会赐给你们另外一位。
His name is Comforter.
他的名字呢是劝慰者。
And he will reveal to you everything that I've taught you.
他会把我所告诉你们的向你们来显明。
And so we have the Holy Spirit bringing that revelation.
也就是圣灵，圣灵会把这些启示带给我们。
The Holy Spirit who searches our heart.
圣灵会鉴察我们的心。
and brings our issues before the Father's heart.
会把我们内心的一些景况带到天父的心里。
So that he can respond to us in compassion and mercy.
而神呢，就会在他的怜悯、他的情感里面向我们来回应。
So that we can feel and experience being loved and valued.
以至于我们也能够经历、感受被爱、被看重。
And so in the deepest depths of our heart, we begin to know.
以至于在我们内心的深处，我们开始知道了。
We begin to know there's nothing I can do for the Father to make him love me any more than he already does.
就是呢，我们知道呢，我们再做什么呢，都没有办法让天父再更多的爱我，因为他已经全然的爱我了。
That he loves me fully as I am.
他照我的本相全然的爱我。
But he is committed to my growth and development as a loving father would be.
并且呢，他致力于要来帮助，要帮助我的发展，帮助我的成长，就像每个父亲会想做的。
And that he leads us and guides us through life, no longer alone.
他会引导带领我们走过我们的人生，不会让我们自己一个人走。
That Jesus is always with us.
耶稣总是与我们同在。
Revealing the Father's love in every situation and circumstance.
在各样的境况环境里面，向我们来显明天父的爱。
Leading us to realize that God works for good in the lives of those who love him.
帮助我们能够明白神的工作是要叫爱神的人得益处。
And so we grow in the evidence of the Father's love.
于是呢，我们在天父的爱的经历跟见证里面不断的成长。
We will have a change of heart.
我们的心会因此被改变。
Our attitudes will change.
我们的态度也会因此开始改变。
Our motives are changed.
我们的动机也开始改变。
Layers of shame and fear and control break off.
那些羞辱、那些掌控还有恐惧会一层一层的剥落。
This happens as we find comfort and rest in the Father's love.
但唯有我们在天父的爱的里面找到安稳、找到安息，才可能有这样的结果。
We begin to actually experience freedom.
我们才能够真实的经历自由。
No longer just words.
不再只是字句而已。
And the heaviness that we had to fight off every morning.
每天早晨呢，本来是很沉重的。
That heaviness is gone.
现在呢，不再存在了。
Replaced by a warm comforter.
而是一个温暖的劝慰。代替了这个沉重。
One who's just waiting for me to wake up every morning.
他在那里每天早上等我起来去找他。
In order to remind me of his love.
要来提醒我他对我的爱。
We see our life and our relationships being changed.
我们会看见我们的生命还有我们的关系都被改变了。
We see that angry edge attitude and ministry.
我们常常在服事里面看见人很容易发怒。
We see that angry edge being softened.
但是呢，那个容易发怒的情况呢开始减少了。
Grace and compassion and tenderness begin to flow freely.
恩典、热情、温柔开始在我里面自然的展现。
Not because of our effort.
不是因为我很努力。
But because of an automatic overflow of the Father's love.
而是因为天父的爱在我里面自然的涌流。
See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us.
看那父赐给我们的爱是何等的大。
That we should be called children of God.
以致我们能够称为神的儿女。
And such we are.
是的，我们就是他的儿女。
And everyone who has this hope fixed on him.
每一个向他有着指望的。
Purifies himself just as he is pure.
就洁净自己像他洁净一样。
1 John chapter 3 verse 1.
这是约翰一书的第三章第一节。
And so we are motivated now to receive the Father's blessing.
所以呢，我们现在有这个动机，我们渴望得着天父的这份祝福。
We're able to listen to him speak intimately to us.
我们现在可以亲近的来听他对我们说话。
We're able to receive his love.
我们可以领受他的爱了。
It comes with loving words and affirmation.
可以领受他对我们慈爱的言语跟肯定。
My child, I love you.
我的孩子啊，我爱你。
You are special.
你非常的特别。
You are a gift from God.
你是从神来的礼物。
I thank God for allowing me to be a father to you.
我感谢神让我能够成为你的父。
I bless you with the healing of all wounds of rejection, neglect, and abuse that you have suffered.
我祝福你，你能够得着医治，使你能够从各样的伤害，从拒绝的伤害，否定的伤害，甚至虐待的伤害，从这当中得着医治。
I bless you with overflowing peace.
我要以永留的平安来祝福你。
The peace that only the Prince of Peace can give.
是只有那位平安的策士可以赏赐的平安。
A peace beyond comprehension.
是超过我们所能理解的平安。
Beyond our understanding.
是超越我们所能明白的平安。
I bless your life with fruitfulness.
我祝福你的生命多结果子。
Good fruit.
好的果子。
Much fruit.
许多的果子。
Fruit that remains.
可以长存的果子。
I bless you with success in life.
我祝福你生命经历成功。
You are the head and not the tail.
你要做首不做尾。
You are above and not beneath.
你要居上不居下。
I bless you with health and strength.Of body, soul, and spirit.
我祝福你的身心灵健康有力量。
I bless you with overflowing prosperity.
我祝福你有不断的丰盛。
Enabling you to be a blessing to others.
使你也能够成为别人的祝福。
I bless you with spiritual influence.
我祝福你有属灵的影响力。
For you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth.
因为你是世界的光，世上的盐。
You are like a tree planted by rivers of water.
你要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
You will prosper in all your ways.
你在各方面都要丰盛。
I bless you with a depth of spiritual understanding.
我祝福你在灵里有深度的认识。
And a close walk with your Lord.
并且与你的主有亲近的同行。
You will not stumble or falter.
你必不跌倒。
For the word of God will be a lamp unto your feet.
主的话要做你脚前的灯。
And a light for your path.
要做你路上的光。
I bless you with pure and edifying relationships in life.
我祝福你的生命有纯净，还有加增彼此建造的关系。
I've given you favor with God and with man.
你要得着从神从人而来的恩宠。
I bless you with abounding love.
我祝福你得着丰盛的爱。
You will minister God's comforting grace to others.
你会将天父那安慰的恩慈来分享分赐给别人。
You are blessed, my child.
你是蒙福的，我的孩子。
You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
我把在基督耶稣里各样的福分都赐给了你。
And as we hear these words from heaven,
当我们听到从天上来的这些话，
our heart begins to soften.
我们的心开始柔软。
Our heart begins to open.
我们的心开始敞开。
We find within ourselves love and compassion for our natural father.
我们会发现我们里面开始对自己生生的父亲有一个爱跟一个同理。
We come to understand why he's become the man that he is.
我们开始明白为什么他会成为这样子一个男人。
We come to understand the issues that have formed him.
我们开始明白他生命中是怎么样的事件塑造了现在的他。
We want to speak to him in the words from the cross.
我们会想要把从神而来的话语对他来说。
Father, forgive him. He didn't know what he was doing.
这是耶稣在十架上说的。他说：“主啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，他不知道。”
He was just living out his own wounding.
他只是从他所受的伤里面活出他的反应。
Living out of his own childhood experiences.
他只是从他的童年经验里面活出他现在的样子。
Most often just trying to survive.
他其实只是努力的想要生存。
Not realizing the importance of his position in the family.
他不知道他在家庭里面这位置的重要性。
Now even though we favor the firstborn son.
虽然呢，我们常常是看重长子的。
It doesn't necessarily mean that the firstborn son carries the heart of the heavenly father.
但是呢，长子呢，却不见得都是带着天父的心肠。
We all need a new connection with the father.
我们都需要跟天父有一个新的连结。
A life-giving connection.
是一个会带给我们生命的连结。
That can only come through our relationship with Jesus Christ, his son.
但是呢，这样的连结是唯有借着他的儿子耶稣基督才能得着。
And so we see the Father blessing the Son.
所以呢，我们看见呢，父是怎么样祝福他的儿子。
And we know that in the Son, the Father blesses us.
并且呢，我们也看见父他怎么样借着他的儿子来祝福我们。
So once again, we invite the Holy Spirit to search our heart.
所以呢，我们再一次求圣灵来检查我们的心。
To reveal those barriers and blockages that prevent us from receiving the Father's love.
来显明是什么拦阻了我们领受神的爱，是什么是这中间的阻挡。
And the Holy Spirit reveals those issues to us.
而圣灵呢，会把这些事件向我们来显明。
And shows us what we needed to receive when we were little.
并且呢，会让我们看见在我们小的时候，我们需要得着的是什么。
That which we failed to receive when we were little.
可是呢，当时我们却没有得着的。
And we begin to understand the words of the song.
于是呢，我们可以从这当中，我们可以开始体会到我要分享这首歌。
I have a maker.
我有一位创造者。
He formed my heart.
他创造我的心。
Before even time began.
在创世之前。
My life was in his hands.
我已经在他的手中。
He knows my name.
他知道我的名字。
He knows my every thought.
他知道我每一个意念。
He sees each tear that falls.
他看见我掉下的每一个眼泪。
And he hears me when I call.
我呼求的时候，他都听见。
I have a father.
我有这样一位父亲。
He calls me his own.
他说我是属他的。
He will never leave me.
他永远不会离开我。
No matter where I go.
不论我去哪里，他都与我同去。
And so every heart is prepared as a receiver for the Father's love.
所以呢，每一颗心呢，原本都是被预备要来领受天父的爱的。
Remember, he hears me when I call.
你要记得这首歌所说的，他垂听我的呼求。
Not only does he hear us, he responds.
但他不止垂听，他还回应。
He responds by revealing Jesus Christ to us.
他的回应就是借由把耶稣基督启示给我们。
The wonderful counselor.
这位奇妙的策士。
In whom the fullness of the Godhead resides.
基督神一切的丰盛都住在他的里面。
Such that the Holy Spirit helps us build intimacy with him.
并且还有圣灵来帮助我们能够跟他建立亲密的关系。
And in so doing, we are connected to the Father's heart.
在这过程当中，我们就连接到天父的心。
Just as the heart of Jesus is connected to the Father.
就像耶稣他的心跟天父的心连接一样。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who brings us revelation.
而圣灵呢，是带给我们启示的那一位。
Not just a revelation of the Father's love.
不只是关于天父的爱的启示。
But an experience of the Father's love.
也让我们能够经历天父的爱。
He is the comforter.
他是安慰者。
He is a manifestation of the Father's love.
他是天父的爱的彰显。
He is another one just like Jesus.
他是像耶稣一样。
Given to us to maintain that heart-to-heart connection.
赐给我们是要帮助我们跟神建立心与心的连结。
Do not despise the Holy Spirit.
不要小看圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is full of compassion and mercy.
圣灵也是蛮有热情，蛮有怜悯的。
The Holy Spirit is the one who dispenses gifts from heaven.
圣灵呢，是把天上的礼物恩赐带来给我们的。
The Holy Spirit is the one who helps us receive the Father's love.
圣灵能够帮助我们领受天父的爱。
God's love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
神的爱就是借由赐给我们的圣灵浇灌在我们心中。
He wants us to receive.
他渴望我们能够领受。
To receive the fullness of the Father's love.
能够全然的丰丰满满的得着天父的爱。
Such that we're able to love others beyond understanding.
好让呢，我们也能够超过我们自己所预期的去爱别人。
We find ourselves even loving those we call enemies.
我们会发现呢，竟然我们开始去爱那些仇敌了。
We discover, in fact, that there are no enemies.
竟然呢，我们开始尊荣我们的仇敌了。
We discover, in fact, that those we thought were enemies are simply broken people.
因为呢，我们开始明白，所谓我们的仇敌呢，原来不过也是一些心灵破碎的人。
broken people who need to receive the Father's love for themselves.
也是需要领受天父的爱的心灵破碎的人。
So the revelation of the Father's heart is number one in evangelism.
所以呢，在传福音里面，你首要的启示呢，你就是要明白天父的心。
A revelation that the Father knows me.
你要得到这启示，明白天父是认识我的。
A revelation that the Father loves me.
天父爱我。
A revelation that the Father wants me.
天父渴望得着我。
A revelation that in Him I am safe and secure.
我知道在他的里面我非常的安稳。
I'm with someone who understands my pain.
我在一起的这个人呢，他明白我的痛苦。
I'm with someone who wants to bring me healing.
这一位他会给我医治。
I have a Savior who stands at the door knocking.
这是站在我心门外敲门的救主。
So the only question remains.
现在就只剩一个问题咯。
Will I open the door to my heart and let him in?
我是不是愿意把我的心门打开让他进来?
It is the heart that received the Father's love.
因为是要这颗心来领受天父的爱。
A softened heart.
是一个柔软的心。
A heart with capacity.
一个有容量的心。
A heart that embraces the Father.
是接受拥抱天父的心。
Who stands before us in the person of his Son.
是站在他儿子面前。
Who keeps saying to us.
他对我们说。
If you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
这位儿子呢，就是对我们说，你们若见过我，就是见过父了。
Of whom the Father says.
见过这位父。
This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased.
而这个父呢，他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Listen to him.
你们要听他。
And not just listen.
而且呢，不只是听他。
But receive and embrace.
也要接纳拥抱他。
So as we embrace the Son, we embrace the Father.
当我们接纳了，领受，接受了耶稣儿子，我们也接受了父。
And Jesus says, the Father and I, we will come and we'll make our home in you.
而耶稣说呢，我与父，我要住在你们的里面。
Such that we're continually receiving from the Father's heart.
我们要持续不断地因此领受天父的心。
Without any effort at all.
不是靠我们自己的努力。
Because the Father's love just continues to flow.
是因为天父的爱持续地涌流。
Flowing like a river.
像河流一样涌流。
To an open heart willing to receive.
但是涌向那个敞开愿意领受的心。
Filling us so we can be emptied.
要充满我们，让我们不再空虚。
Filling us again and again.
不断地来充满我们。
Emptying us to others.
并且呢，使我们能够把我们所充满的向别人来倒空。
Speaking the same words to each one of us.
让我们彼此来说安慰的话。
You are my beloved son.
我们要彼此说你是神所爱的。
You are my beloved daughter.
你是神所爱的儿女。
I'm pleased with you.
我非常的喜悦你。
My favor rests upon you.
我的恩宠在你的身上。
Love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
By this shall all people know that you are my disciples.
因为这样世人就知道你们是我的门徒了。
That you love one another even as I have loved you.
借着你们的彼此相爱，照样如同我怎么样爱了你们。
Embraced by the Father's love.
所以你们要拥抱天父的爱。
Held together in community.
在团体当中彼此帮助。
With the Father's heart, our central focus.
让天父的爱成为我们的焦点。
Ministering comfort and love to all others.
彼此来服侍，在爱里，在肯定里面彼此来服侍。
Using the ministry of reconciliation.
在和好当中来服侍。
To heal the brokenhearted.
来医治破碎的心灵。
To grow the church.
一起来增长教会。
To enjoy intimate fellowship.
一起来享受那亲密的关系。
So that we're able to say,
所以呢，以至于我们能够说
，The Father loves me.
父爱我。
I'm able to receive His love.
我能够领受他的爱。
And will continue to give it in His name.
我要继续的奉他的名把这爱也给出去。
That all may know His extraordinary sacrificial love.
好让世人也都能够认识他这奇妙的牺牲的爱。
Zoe Ionios.
Zoe Ionios.
Now and always.
从今直到永远。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.